Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Gardaí have confirmed that they are investigating suspected criminal damage following a major fire in Navan, County Meath on Monday. The blaze at Academy Square Apartments just off Academy Street in the town broke out in the car park beneath the building. It was brought under control but caused significant damage to a number of cars and to the building. No injuries were reported, thankfully. Some residents have not been allowed to move back into their apartments due to electrical damage, and occupiers of up to 33 apartments have been told it could be a significant amount of time before they're able to do so. One of those displaced is Christina Finn, political correspondent at thejournal.ie and a resident in Academy Square Apartments in Navan. Very good morning to you, Christina. Terribly sorry for your troubles. Bring us back to Monday, though, and when you first heard the fire alarm.
Yeah, so on Monday evening, on bank holiday Monday, when most people were looking into, I suppose, the week ahead, the fire alarm at Academy Square went off and there was smoke, black smoke bellowing sort of outside the window. So everyone did as, you know, would be expected, evacuated the building. Meath County Council fire crew did an exceptional job. They came in, they searched all the apartments to make sure that everyone had left. Some doors were kicked in as a result, just to make sure that everyone was evacuated. And as you said, thankfully, we're not having a different conversation today in terms of there was no fatalities and no injuries. But I suppose subsequently the reporting has been that most people were allowed to return to their apartments. And while that was the case for the majority of residents in Academy Square, for two blocks of apartments, as you mentioned, they have been told essentially that it could be a significant amount of time before we're allowed back into our homes, essentially. On Monday evening, it became apparent that we weren't going to be allowed back into the apartments. We were told that just to pack up things, that we needed to find alternative accommodation. And that's just really where we came to the point we're at now in terms of, you know, a lot of people, myself included, really in limbo about where we stand in terms of where we're going to live. Mm. And, you know, I think just as well, the confusion and the lack of maybe a cohesive plan about what's next and the timeline that we're facing into.
Indeed, there's a whole number of things that have cast your life into chaos, but let's just deal with them one by one. First off, why are you not allowed back in?
Yeah, so it's quite frustrating because the apartments themselves are perfectly intact.
There's no smoke damage.
No damage, as from or little or none. My apartment, I'm a renter there. It's perfectly fine. It's just that there's no electricity and no water supply. So that is particularly frustrating because it looks fine and you'd love to stay there if you could, but there just are no services. And we've been told that there's significant damage to a substation that offers power to those blocks, and that it would take quite some time to repair.
Okay, do you understand, though, is that deemed to be unsafe? Or if you chose to live there without water and electricity, would that be an option?
As far as we're being told that, you know, no one is allowed to stay there, I presume it's possibly a health and safety risk, you know, and, to be living in an apartment without any services that are there available. But that sort of brings us to the point where on Monday evening, you know, I was standing outside the courtyard. I don't have any children myself, and I luckily have family and friends that, you know, you can call on in circumstances like this. But there's a lot of people that live in Academy Square that don't have that luxury, that are, you know, they're working here, some in Navan Hospital. You know, they don't have close friends nearby. And this is going to have wider ramifications, I think, for the area in terms of people's ability to work in the area. It really is a big mess.
Indeed, but you have 80 to 100 people there who have been told that they are not allowed back in. So if this is something that has arisen not because of any actions on their part, what alternative arrangements have been made for them, seeing as they are not allowed back in?
Yeah, well, on Monday evening, it was late, you know, nearly at midnight, there was young children, families, children under the age of five asking where we meant to go, and no alternative accommodation was being offered, either by the management company. And Meath County Council then subsequently the next day did put on an emergency clinic in a nearby hotel. They met with us and sort of assessed our need, and everybody was offered a camp bed in a local enterprise centre, and that was the alternative that was put forward. Later,
how many actually took that up?
I'm not sure of that now. I didn't myself, because as I said, I have family and friends mm-hmm. to call on. It's not something that I would wish anybody to be in a situation like that, particularly if it was somebody with young children. Okay. It's not a long-term solution.
No, it's not a long-term solution. And the long-term solution, if we are talking months here, is probably going to be to rent, or if you can, mm-hmm. find a hotel space somewhere. There's going to be huge cost implications to that. Do you have any understanding at this point in time? Will the apartments management company insurers foot that bill, or is that going to be something that's up to you if you don't stay on that camp bed in the community centre?
Yeah, that's still all up in the air. That's the clarity that I think a lot of the tenants as well as the owner-occupiers who are affected are looking for clarity on that. There isn't an AGM meeting that was actually scheduled subsequent to the fire taking place. It's taking place this evening. Residents are asking for that meeting to be expanded so that clarity can be given to those questions, essentially, because I think, you know, everybody's entitled to be informed about where they stand here. And, you know, just to make the wider point, I think, is, you know, I am a renter, and, you know, my landlord particularly has been exceptional in getting in touch and trying to help me find alternative accommodation if that is needed. But it just highlights, I think,
that's the luck of the draw, though, because that's
the luck of the draw of having somebody that actually understands that while you are not a property owner, that you're a tenant, that it's still your home, and that's a situation that a lot of people are finding themselves in today.
Now, Christina, local radio LMFM is reporting that a unit of the fire service was called to the apartment complex on the Sunday night before this happened on the Monday to extinguish a fire in a similar area of the car, the same area, I think, of the complex. And the Gardaí are now indeed conducting a criminal damage investigation. Does that have any insurance implications? Has anybody been able to explain to you whether this fire was caused accidentally or deliberately?
There's, you know, obviously a lot of rumours flying around about the cause. I think, like, we're not going to find that out, I don't think, for some time to come, and the implications of that and what it would mean for those questions that you're asking. So I think it'll be some time before we get any of those answers. You know, I would say that the community in Academy Square is a great place to live. I've never experienced any issues as such living there. It's, you know, it's close to the town, it's overlooking the Boyne, it has a creche and all the rest. So I've never had an issue in terms of you know, any issues there. But, you know, I was speaking to a few local representatives yesterday, given the nature of my job, that I have access to try and find out a bit of information. And, you know, they're bringing up, I suppose, the same questions that a lot of other people are bringing up nationwide about, you know, antisocial behaviour and additional Gardaí on the streets, you know, mentioning that, you know, this isn't just the Dublin O'Connell Street city centre issue, that given the rise in population, particularly in commuter towns like Navan, you know, like other counties surrounding the Dublin area, you know, that they really are looking for additional resources to ensure that, you know, antisocial behaviour, you know, doesn't take hold in a lot of these towns around Ireland.
Indeed. Questions, questions, questions. All you seem to have is questions here. What you're looking for is just somewhere to lay your head. Well, look, the best of luck with sorting that out, and we will... stay across this one and see how that issue develops. Christina Finn, political correspondent of the journal.ie, but now victim of that fire in the Academy Square apartments in Navan. Thanks very much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you.
And I should say we've also just received a statement from Alan Grehan, who is the director of Oriel Management Company, the management company in the apartment complex. The statement confirms that residents were put in touch with Meath County Council, and goes on to say, in relation to the length of time that it will take to have the apartments made safe and habitable, we don't as yet have an exact timeline on this, given the considerable damage that has been caused to the services in the building. A number of contractors are currently on site conducting emergency work, which will continue over the coming days. Coming up after the break, another migrant boat disaster off the coast of Italy.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.